You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Yesterday, we had all sorts of funny things that were going on the airwaves. We were talking a lot about kids shoving things up their nose. It was yesterday's Mindbender, in fact.
I believe it was.
French fries up their nose and M&M's up their nose.
Legos were mentioned.
Legos, straws.
Everything was mentioned,
and
yeah.
And then, Jeremy, we got a funny text.
This was the best one that came in after the segment yesterday, and it was from Kendra. And she says, when I was a preschool teacher, this child that was in my class was just rank. I felt terrible, but no one would play with him. And he had a very hard time interacting because he smelled so bad, you guys. She says, I finally had to have the hard conversation with the parents, and they took him to the doctor to find out what was wrong with this kid. Turns out they found a piece of rotted chicken in his nasal cavity. So this kid shoved a piece of chicken up his nose, and it sounds like it's been there for months, enough to make him start stinking. And it just kind of made us laugh. We're like, kids are so stupid sometimes, aren't they?
They do the dumbest things.
We're like,
kids can be as dumb as government sometimes.
Yeah, like, okay, well, we got to talk about this on the show tomorrow.
So rancid chicken. And just think, the kid had to be smelling that the whole time. Maybe the kid got off on it.
Or he just got used to it or forgot it was in there.
That's true. You know? Well, we talked about this a little bit off the air, and we decided that we are overdue for a segment on what's the dumbest thing your kid ever did. And sometimes the stories are so, what they've done is so stupid that you're surprised that they survived, right?
Yeah.
Like, how in the wild could any, you know, 6-year-old, 4-year-old ever survive just doing all dumb things all the time? So we're opening up the phones, 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. We want to have some laughs this morning as we ask you, what is the dumbest thing your kid did?
Please call us. Tell us. I want to talk to some people. I'll start you off with one that just came in on Facebook. Fawn, it looks like. I don't know if it's Dawn that's misspelled, but it's Fawn. Fawn says, we were at a rental in Arizona. My 9-year-old did a backflip off the trampoline and landed in a bed of cactuses. He looked like a porcupine. Tripped to the ER and some heavy meds. He was messed up for a while. Fawn continues and says, it was face first, too. Amazed he didn't jack up his eyes.
Oh, my God.
Mom, watch. Right into the cactus.
Well, you are not letting us down at all. The lines are now full.
Yes.
I love Rochelle from North Glen, who texted in that her daughter decided to follow some TikTok challenge and put her phone in the microwave.
Oh, okay.
And I'm sure she also means and turned it on.
Melty, sparky.
To see what it, quote, looks like
it
from
glows.
Inside the microwave.
Do it. It's awesome. It's really cool.
They're just not bright, you know? They're not bright.
Kim wrote in and said, my kid rubbed super glue on the TV remote and proceeded to glue the remote to their hand.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it's it.
Here we go. And jammed phone lines. I cannot wait to hear these stories. Good morning, Kendra.
Good morning.
Hello.
Dumbest thing your kid did.
He ate a Christmas light bulb.
Yum. Like one of the little ones or the big ones?
One of the little ones. This was just a couple months ago.
Down it goes.
I don't know where he found it.
Does that pass through?
Thankfully, it was small enough shards of glass. I think he spit most of it out, and then the doctor said that kids eat a lot of stupid things, and that it would just pass.
My sister growing up ate one of those glass Christmas ornaments. It was just a round glass red bulb because she really liked apples, and she wandered over the tree when nobody was looking, and she ate an entire like glass ornament, and we had to take her to the ER.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure the poison control and stuff has like my number on speed dial because of my kid.
Right. They're like, Kendra's calling again.
But we love them, Kendra. We do love them. Thank you for calling. We've got a run down the line. Here is Chelsea. Chelsea, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're laughing.
It's a great day. What do you got for us?
Okay, so I thought, well, there's a lot of dumb kids on here today. I thought my 3-year-old, I work from home, a hairdresser, she was sick, and it got real quiet, and usually she's loud, and she was in trouble that day, too, so I put her iPad on top of the refrigerator, and
I thought,
it's too quiet. I came in the freaking kitchen, and she had masterminded a 3-piece set of climbing on. She was on top of the refrigerator with three things that had wheels on them. And so right as I'm walking up, she sees me, flips out, and falls, and I catch her before she busts her head open on my freaking granite countertop. Yeah. So I looked at her, and I was like, baby girl, that's the dumbest thing you've ever done.
It might not be the last dumb thing she does. That's what you got to keep in mind.
It won't be.
That's just the high water mark now. And word to the wise for all parents, when you hide something from your kids, don't show them where you're hiding it. If you're putting it up, don't let them see where you put it. That's the lesson.
Pro tip. Pro tip.
Pro tip. Thank you, Chelsea. Here's Amy. Amy, good morning. What's the dumbest thing your kid did?
Oh, the choices. So my husband was on his way to Wyoming to go see his dad. My other son and I were driving to the DMV to get his driver's license. So my 13-year-old decided this was the time to jump from, you know, on the staircases up above where you can look down over into a family room.
Sure, yeah. Like a little catwalk. Yeah.
Yeah. So he thought it'd be fun to climb up and over that and record himself jumping down on our Lazy Boy couch.
Hell yeah, I want to do that.
And then he heard a snap.
Uh-oh.
And when he came home, he's like, Mom, something's kind of weird. Do you feel like how it feels when you sit down? It's kind of like goes down in the middle. I'm like, well, like, what do you mean? What happened? He's like, you know, I was just down here and I kind of like, you know, threw my body onto the couch and I think I might have broken something. And we could see the, you know, the wood, broken wood, the 2x4 frame broken through the fabric.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so that was the most expensive because we ended up being able to replace like all the furniture to match and everything. But he didn't get injured.
Yeah, I was going to say, at least the couch snapped and not him, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And I said, I want to see the video now. He's like, well, I did it a couple times to make sure. I'm like, oh my gosh. Yeah.
Can you send us the video?
Yeah, do you have it?
Oh, I hope I can find it again. He was so funny because he took off the sound when he sent it to me. He's like, I don't want you hearing what I said while I was doing it.
Well, we want to hear the sound, though. So.
Yeah, text us.
He will. I know. It's so funny. I'm like, what story should I tell? He's like, well, I'm like, I'll tell the sofa story. He's like, no, you should tell the bike story. I'm like, no, the sofa story is really funny.
All right, listen, hold on a second. We got a bunch of them. Amy.
Thank you, Amy.
Listen,
thank you for
the story. Send us the video. We've got to have it.
Yeah.
All right, I want to see that video. Amy, good morning. Welcome.
Hi, I'm like the other Amy. I had to decide which one we want to tell. So,
well, give us
right,
the best
we'll
one.
Pick the best. Give us the dumbest.
All right, so we're going with, we were at a wedding and they have, you know, like the little confetti and like marbles and diamonds and stuff on the tables. And my son thought he should put one of those, you know, like dime-sized diamond things in his ear.
Yeah, of course you should.
Yeah, so shoved it in his ear, continued to shove it in, went to the ER, spent 3 hours there. They couldn't get it out. Ended up having to make a appointment with an ENT, get in a week later for them to try and get it out. Thought they were going to have to surgically remove it, but they ended up luckily sucking it out.
Oh, okay. Like with their mouth?
They have one person in the office, you know, who's the specialist.
I'm the ear sucking specialist.
I'm gonna stop there. I'm gonna use my internal editor.
Right.
Amy,
thank you, Amy, for
the fun
That's
story.
Good.
All right, here's Megan. Megan, good morning. What's the dumbest thing your kid did?
Good morning. Yeah, so I have a 4-year-old son, and we were eating like a package of beef jerky a while ago, and it, you know, it's like one of those like clear bags, and he saw like the little fresh pack in there, and he was asking a lot of questions about it, and like, you know, can I eat this? Why shouldn't I eat this? And we just kept telling him like, no, buddy, you can't eat this. Like, it's, you know, it's not good for you. It might make you really sick. Well, he thought we were meaning the beef jerky in the package and not the fresh seal.
So he ate it.
Once he kind of like put the puzzle pieces together, he started like freaking. I mean, like in full on tears, melting down. thought he was going to have to go to the hospital because he had eaten the beef jerky, but not the little package, because I think he thought it was like a sticker or like a label on the package.
Right.
And so he was eating the beef jerky. And I mean, he just like completely drove himself like over the edge and was like, we're going to have to go to the hospital. I'm sick. I'm going to get sick. And he just like, it was just the funniest moment that we were like, oh my goodness, how did he like put those two pieces together? But it was just so funny that he thought the beef jerky was the thing he couldn't
eat. I guess she had to be there.
Megan, thank you.
Wow.
You know what I took out of that whole story, though?
She's a fast talker.
She's a fast talker, and she has no, there's no periods in her sentences.
And they love beef jerky, right?
No, but what else I took away from that is beef jerky sounds really good.
It sounds really good, right?
Mm-hmm. Megan, thank you for making us laugh. We appreciate you. Time for, we'll do three more. Jessica, Chelsea, and Al. And then we're going to run out of time. Jessica, good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning.
So we got to have the dumbest thing your kid did.
When my 16-year-old was about four, we heard splashing and we kind of were looking for my mother's phone. He took my mother's phone into the bathtub, and when we asked him why he did it, he proceeded to say it was because it was a shark.
Oh, well. Well, now, listen, I got to give him some creativity points, Jessica.
Yeah.
That's pretty clever, you know, to have the phone underwater as a shark.
Yeah, that's fun. All right.
Okay. Jessica, thank you. Quickly.
Fizzle out
Chelsea,
a little, aren't we?
Chelsea, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, save us.
Hi.
What's your story?
Dumbest thing.
So, yeah, I have another four-year-old. Several years ago, we were at the Balloon Festival down in Albuquerque. And we were walking around downtown, a whole family, you know, and all of a sudden I turn around and her face is beet red and she wouldn't tell us. She would just not tell us. And then she did these little puppy dog eyes and opened her hand and she had a chewed up one of those dry chilies that are all over the place. She chewed it up and put it in her mouth.
Oh, boy.
Hot pepper, eh? Did we lose a call? Chelsea.
Thank you, Chelsea.
Thank you. Al, good morning.
Oh, boy.
Morning, boys.
Hi, Al.
Last one. What do you got?
Give it to us.
Well, a few years ago, my youngest son decided to have some ramen noodles for dinner, which is cool. When he made it in the microwave, and next thing you know, we end up having a knock at the door. And it's like, all right, it's done. Don't mess with it. We'll stir it up and make it for you.
Yeah.
Give me a minute. Let me go answer the door.
Then what happened?
And next thing you know, like 2 seconds away from walking away from the microwave, he ended up pulling it out. I know he was hungry, but then he ended up getting it and spilled it on him. And oh man, just one thing led to another. Where took him to the hospital. He ended up with some severe burns on him.
Oh my gosh,
man. Lucky he was okay.
From ramen
he spilled the noodles?
He scalded himself with noodles?
How long did he have him in there? For like 45 minutes?
Oh, my God. Well, thank you, Al. Thank you, everyone who called.
Can I read you one last text that came in about penises?
Oh, I'm seeing it just now. Please read it.
My twin boys, when they were five, decided to tape their penises together to see who was the toughest to break away first.
See? Now we're talking.
Tom and I do that all the time.
See what we're talking
about,
people?
That's what we wanted.
Tying their pee-pees together.
They taped them, Dom. Tape. It was
taped them.
What kind of tape did they use? Is it a duct tape situation?
I would have been way more impressed if they had tied them together.
Okay, there we go.
Listen, we're just having fun. Thank you for being good sports with us this morning. We appreciate you.
Oh, man, thank you.
We are not going to be able to reply to all the text messages because there's 10,000 of them, but know that we appreciate all of you.